was three kings into the east, three kings both great and high, and they hae sworn a solemn oath John Barleycorn should die. They took a plough and ploughed him down, put clods upon his head, and they hae sworn a solemn oath John Barleycorn was dead. The cheerful spring came kindly on, and showers began to fall. John Barleycorn got up again, and sore surprised them all. The sultry suns of summer came, and he grew thick and strong. His hair belonged with pointed spears, that no one showed him wrong. The sober autumn entered mild, when he grew wan and pale. His bending joints and drooping head showed he'd began to fail. His colour sickened more and more, he faded into age. And then his enemies began to show their deadly rage. They'd ta'en a weapon long and sharp and cut him by the knee. They tied him fast upon a cart like a rope for forgery. They laid him down upon his back and cudgeled him full sore. They hung him up before the storm and turned him o'er and o'er. They tossed him to and fro. They wasted o'er a scorch and flame the marrow of his bones. But a miller used him worst of all, for he crushed him between two stones. And they had ta'en his very heart's blood and drank it round and round. And still the more and more they drank, their joy did more abound. Rise, 'twill make a man forget his woe, 'twill heighten all his joy, 'twill make the widow's heart to sing, though the tear were in her eye. Then let us toss John Barleycorn, each man a glass in hand, and may his great prosperity ne'er fail in all Scotland. Then let us toss John Barleycorn, each man a glass in hand, his great prosperity ne'er fail in all Scotland.